What's up, guys? You are listening to Strong the Iron Will Way, the official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. How you like that, huh? New intro. I didn't time it quite right. It's episode 199. It would have been good if this was episode 200 to start off 2019. But as I alluded to last podcast, and as many of you guys know by now, Iron Will Strength has a new name, the Iron Legion Strength Company. And the reason for that is, I'll just give you the short version. Iron Will has been trademarked by someone else prior to me choosing that name, and also it's used in like dozens or, you know, several gyms throughout the country, and we're not down with that. So it was great way to get started. It'll hold a place in our hearts forever. It's tattooed on my body, so I won't forget it. But the Iron Legion Strength Company is our new name and our new logo, and that's how we're rolling. So for a while, I'm going to keep the podcast Strong the Iron Will Way, because that's still what we're about, but we'll be representing the Iron Legion. What I wanted to talk about today, it is the second day of the new year, and tis the season for New Year's resolutions. And, you know, I mean, New Year's resolutions get a bad rap now. I think it's kind of trendy to shit on resolutions and talk about how we should be goal-oriented and focused all year and not need a holiday to make changes and all that shit. But I would say, look, we all had to start somewhere. We all needed some kick in the ass to get started. And if for somebody, it's a new year, well, hell yeah. You know, I mean, listen, I personally sat down for 2 hours today with some big, gigantic notebooks and markers and made my plans for the year. And it's a new start, and it's a way of thinking. But so if you're getting ready to embark on a new program, workout, life change, whatever, awesome, go for it. And if you're one of these people that isn't a fan of resolutions, I get that too. But I would just say, you know, be supportive of anybody who has one, especially the people trying to get in shape and getting started at the gym, because as we know, that's can be quite intimidating. And I have to tell you, I'm learning more and more about that aspect of the business and realizing that way more people are intimidated than we think. And even the people that you wouldn't expect to be intimidated are. They're intimidated, they're self-conscious, they're uncomfortable. I think it's normal for all of us in an environment that we're not familiar with. So even for a person who's experienced with gym settings, a new gym can be a little unsettling. So just show some kindness, show some support, make your gym a place where people want to be and feel comfortable and help somebody out. So along those lines, I wanted to talk about the two, I mean, there's so many, but I'm going to talk about the two most common errors that I see people make in their strength training program. Now, let's clarify. The most common errors I see people making in general when they want to get started on a program is A, choosing something other than strength training to be their basis, meaning, you know, maybe it's conditioning or cardio, because typically most people are beginning with, you know, the thought of a kind of physical makeover, body change, usually involving fat loss. What's usually underestimated is the need for muscle gain in addition to fat loss. So therefore, strength training should really be on the top of the list. And in my opinion, it should go strength training, a change in eating habits, and then cardio or conditioning. But anyway, once we decide that if we have agreed we're going to strength train, let me talk about what I see most people doing wrong with strength training. Now, funny enough, this happens even under the supervision of many trainers, because many trainers don't really get this concept either, which is upsetting. So whether you are working out alone or working out with a trainer, keep these two things in mind. All right, the number one, I'd say these are pretty close in a toss-up, but I had a conversation with my dad yesterday which reminded me of these questions. One of the two big problems is kind of constantly misconception that you need to change it up to shock the body. This expression, shock the body, came out of somewhere in the bodybuilding world. And that people love that variety, shock the body, keep the body guessing. All fairly nonsensical. Let me explain that a little bit. So if you are constantly changing the exercises and the approach all the time, you don't have enough time to actually get good at anything. Just when, you know, they say this about marketing, you know, so let's say you're running the marketing for your small business and you're constantly putting out your logo and your tagline, your logo and your tagline, you start to get sick of it. You are so tired of writing Lift Heavy, Be Kind and your logo, but you're sick of it because you're the one doing it all the time. But to the customer, they say when you're getting sick of it, they're just starting to recognize your brand. I would say it's very similar, okay? When you are getting bored because you're doing squats again and deadlifts again and bent rows again, that's a good sign. That means you've been doing them enough that you're probably pretty good at them now, okay? And you're also might be confusing getting bored with the fact that now that you've been doing them for a long time and you're using, hopefully, challenging heavy weights. Now, again, heavy is relative, so they're heavy to you. And they're very challenging, it sucks and it's hard. And your mind starts to tell you this would be way easier to learn some new exercises instead. Because when we're learning the exercises, they're hard in a coordination, how to do it right kind of way. They're not necessarily hard in effort. Once you've learned how to do them, now it's just straight effort. And nobody really digs that. That kind of sucks. So your body starts to, you know, your mind starts to search for, ooh, maybe I should be doing those instead. Maybe I should do what that guy's doing. Maybe I should follow that coach's program. No, you shouldn't. You should follow a proven basic program with probably a dozen foundational, basic, proven muscle building, strength building exercises, and do them a lot and do them consistently and get really good at them. And yes, you need to change some variables as we do, and you need to throw in some different variations of things. So you do have to remain interested, but more important than variety is consistency. Number two. Oh, and they also say the key to any program is adherence. Just sticking to it. Whatever your diet is, whatever your training program is, just sticking to it. That's the biggest thing. It's not the program, it's the adherence to the program. Number two, and I was talking to my dad about this, and I said, you know, most people change it up too often because they don't even stick with an exercise long enough to be good at it. And he said, yeah, it's true. You know, I see a lot of people at the gym doing the same thing all the time. I said, oh, well, actually, you're just bringing up a second problem. What I'm not suggesting is to do the same thing all the time. Meaning, same exercises, same weight, same reps. That is a formula for boredom / no results because there's no progression, there's no improvement. So this is very important. If you are to improve at your program and get stronger and build muscle, it has to be progressive in nature. That means over time, month to month, to be challenging your body more so that it can adapt and overcome the challenges and become stronger. So, if you are doing 100 pounds on a given exercise for 10 reps every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 3 years, you are going to just maintain. You will not improve anymore because there's no further challenge to your body. So there are a lot of people at the gym who are in a routine of saying, I do 10 of these and 10 of these and 20 of those and 30 of those, and that's my weight and that's my machine, that's what I do. That's a problem. Okay? That's the way you maintain. So it's better than changing it up all the time randomly, definitely. It's better than not doing anything, but it's not gonna give you improvement. You're gonna get stuck at this kind of plateau forever. So you have to make sure that you have your basic movements, but that you are following progression kind of system so that you're getting using heavier weights and or for more reps over time. Now, there are a lot of ways to overload and progress over the months, years of training, But suffice to say, in the beginning, for most beginners, you can get by for the first couple of years, I would say, even on just linear. Meaning, start with a given weight that you can do for 10 reps. I'm going to really try to simplify this, guys. But this is something that's so simple and yet so confusing for beginners. So bear with me if this is overly simplified. Let's just say, for example, I'm just getting started and I can do 20 pounds in a given exercise 10 times. 10 times is where it's challenging. It's hard for me. Like, I can maybe do 11 or 12, but 10 is hard. My goal over the next couple workouts when I perform this particular exercise is to use that same weight until I can do it, let's just say, 15 times comfortably. Okay, so a couple weeks into it, I can now do my 20 pounds for 15 reps. And they're good, clean reps. Now it is time to move up the weight. So I'm going to switch from the 20-pound dumbbells to the 25-pound dumbbells. Now, I'm not expected to hit 15 reps with the 25-pound dumbbells because I just increased the weight. So logic would tell me I'm probably not going to be able to do the same reps with heavier weight. So I'm going to expect to do probably between 8 and 10, depending on what percentage I increase by. But let's just say I went up by 5 pounds in each hand. Now I can do 8 to 10 reps with 25s. Perfect. Next couple workouts, I'm going to continue to use the 25s until, guess what? Got it, until I can hit 15 comfortably. All right, I'm starting to get 15 pretty good now with the 25s. Next workout, I'm grabbing the 30s. And where am I expected to be with reps? Probably 8 to 10. I would at least try to get 6, right? You should be able to get at least 6 with every weight, with a small jump from the previous weight where you can do 15. And if you can't, then maybe something's wrong. Now I'm at 30s, I'm getting 8 reps, I'm going to continue to work with the 30s until I hit 15, and so on. This simple progression should get you pretty far. Now, what you have to be careful of is not trying to do that too rapidly. You want to make sure you can really perfect the movement, but that you are pushing yourself, because the two problems would be A, getting stuck at 25s because you just never try to go up, or B, trying to get up to the 50s too fast and your form goes to shit and you get hurt, or you're just missing the benefits of the exercise because you're sloppy. A gradual but consistent progression. Now, the other thing you have to do is resist the temptation that when you, let's say you start at 20s and you work your way up to 35s or 40s, now it's getting really hard and you're like, man, I can get 13 reps with the 40s, but I cannot seem to get past 13. Resist the temptation to just start doing new exercises now. Okay, because this is where you have to grind it out. And this is where you might have to take on a more advanced, some more advanced techniques of progression. And that's beyond the scope of this podcast right now, but don't change plans once you get to that point. You know, understand that this was your goal was to get to this point where you're really now at your limits. This is where the good stuff happens. There's some advanced techniques you can use there, but just generally speaking, push till you get to that point. So that's about time for today. But I would say, in summary, remember, don't change just for the change, just for the sake of variety, because it's not about being entertained. This is about getting results. And then two, continue doing, in general, the same proven, consistent, basic exercises that we all know work, but ensure that you are progressing in those movements. Any questions? I'm still scott@ironwillstrength.com. Haven't switched over to email yet. So scott@ironwillstrength.com, or you can get me up via Facebook or Instagram. If any questions, or if you have topics that you want to hear, we can talk about. I like suggestions. All right. Have a great 2019, and I'll talk.